Shalom haverim, et ha'elek hazeh shel ha'shiur.
Hello friends, this part of the lesson will start with Dudi, please. So we're coming closer to our World Congress that will take place next weekend, 27th of January. The topic is life in the Ten, and we'd like to start with a few questions before we give a general announcement on the Congress. So, Rav. Yes. Do you feel it coming closer, the state that we're coming towards?
I feel it on many friends. And there's already certain kind of unquiet, unsettled feeling in this matter, and questions are coming to me as well. Although I am completely not associated with the organization of it, the order of it. But yes, I do feel it. Besides that, it seems to me that the convention is happening, is taking place in the right state. Humanity, the states, the countries, the people are in states that are not so settled, to say the least. And therefore, it's good that we are doing a convention, because the convention, after all, the connection that will take place by it will bring a good shock to the world.
Yes. What's our main purpose in this Congress?
There are several goals. Our inner goal, which is for our friends to unite even more and be able to be impressed and pass to one another. This is like when there's like a disease where we're contagious. It's the opposite, but when we're, passing along some, or like infecting each other to one another in this way, and in a good way. So we're all catching it. And it's like we remember the that we also thought this way about our previous states. Also before.
No, what was it?
COVID, yeah. Before COVID. Yeah, so that's actually what I wanted to say. That as far as I'm concerned, you guys are truly in a degree that is before entering Lishma. And let's hope that we will make our final stage, final step maybe in this convention, and we will continue.
What positive shock can we cause in this Congress and the connection between us?
To ourselves, we can bring forth by the convention an inner shock in the world Bnei Baruch group. We can cause development of the rumor of what we're talking about connection, which is necessary, all throughout all the parts of the world. And I really hope that this will have that impact. Yes.
There are friends that are afraid that after the Congress it'll get worse. Maybe it'll be better spiritually, but in the world even much worse can happen.
That can't be. That it'll be worse because of the convention. That's altogether one thing. Has nothing to do with it. We can only bestow upon the world in a better way. We can cause the world more stability and higher pace in its development. And that's it.
Why are you connecting between the state of the world and the Congress?
It has an impact. It's a huge force, a very concentrated, united force around the globe. There's no state, there's no continent, that's outside of our general group, which is why we are certainly bestowing upon it.
How can the Congress help us, Bnei Baruch, enter Lishma?
There are
two levels in the convention, an internal one and an external one. The external one is that we want to cause all the people in the world, as much as they are different, hear or don't hear, to cause them movement towards connection, towards nearing. And also, at least by this convention, this atmosphere, these waves that flow from one side of the world to the other, we can cause those that are not in it to somewhat hear about it, feel it, and advance that way. And nevertheless, the state that is after the convention will be much better than today.
You mentioned COVID before, the germ that spread over the world. So what's the germ that we have to pass to one another between us?
The germ of love. Of love.
How to prepare ourselves to such a Congress? How to extract the maximum we can from it?
Whoever is with us permanently, regularly in the lessons and belongs to a 10 and to the meetings, that is taking place there with the 10, I think that that's enough. It advances people.
So last question to summarize. In this Congress, we have to aim to do it in order to balance the world, or to aim ourselves towards connection between us.
To aim ourselves towards connection within us, which will cause connection and balance throughout the world.
The
topic is life in the 10.
Yes.
Why
in the 10 do we enter Lishma?
It's written in many places. I don't really need to explain this. That the 10 is the correct form of connection in humanity. That's why when we connect the tens and want by this great connection of tens, hundreds, of tends to come to this connection, then by this we also influence one another. And then it turns out that each 10 receives great pressure, very big pressure from outside them.
And
this advances them towards the general connection.
In the Congress will be hundreds of tens around the world that will be in one effort constantly. So what's the step that every ten can take in order to use the Congress and enter Lishma?
To simply be with us. To be together with us. We, by this, already reach a great force.
Can
a person himself enter Lishma, or is it always through a ten?
Adam levad.
A person alone. What do you mean to enter a ten?
No, enter Lishma. Can a personal person just do this, or it's work that only happens through the ten? Usually, it happens only through the ten. A person altogether grows in spirituality only through the ten. We can see this from the Kabbalistic writings. Last thing I wanted to ask, what gives the ten? What does a full day in a Congress give a ten? Will be more than 12 hours straight together, lessons, meals, two full days. What does such an effort give a ten? This lets a person incorporate with the general force of the world, the Bnei Baruch, which is tens and tens of groups and tens, men, women, as we all want to be connected. And we all invest in this a lot of power and time from our individual lives. And therefore, I can say that you deserve it to enter the group that feels the Creator and that somewhat is managed, comes closer, distances, turns it for each and every ten. It already is deserving to enter into connection with the Creator. This actually needs to be the result, the correct, beautiful result from the convention. Every ten will sit in their own circle, also in the preparation, also in the lesson itself, and the meals will be spread together. But how do we use this force of all tens? Where is that connection, at least in the Congress, between a private ten and all the tens in the Kli?
We need to define the connection between each ten and all the tens in the in the convention such that we will feel the precise internal state of each 10 and how it changes. Yes, Moshe, you have something to say?
I talked to a friend that's in a descent for a long time already. He was in dozens of congresses with us, and he says that I never got a result in all these congresses, so probably in this congress I won't either get a result, but I'm willing to come for the friends.
That's enough.
That approach.
Yes, that's really good too. We also, even if you ask military people throughout the generations, why they came to the, how they're dividing them into platoons and brigades and smaller groups, a person cannot battle for something that he cannot hold on to, that he cannot grip, that he cannot grasp. Therefore, his group is something that he can digest and be together with and to contend with his, within his meeting with the Creator, each from his personal, independent point. Therefore, this is how we need to prepare ourselves.
If a person doesn't expect anything and he only comes for the friends, just to be present because he knows it will support them, is that enough?
Yes, yes. Not each person has some thought and tendency and drive for the upper force. But whoever is next to him, if he understands that he's holding the friend and the friend holds him, that's enough. Love your friend as yourself is the great rule in the Torah.
What can we tell a person who wants results? He wants results, and he's not getting them. So, for tens of years,
the results, that they didn't receive throughout thousands of years, all of humanity, and what they connected and what they composed and wrote, it's all results, external results. We want the internal result, which is for each to feel in this life connection through the friends to the Creator. And let's really hope that this is happening. We're advancing through this. Only in the manner of advancement, there's ascent, descent, there's all kinds of, even little accidents, yes, that we nevertheless come out of. We move onwards and onwards, and everything is ahead of us. Everything's before us.
We see more questions from women Moscow.
Да, доброе утро. Учитель, скажите, пожалуйста, вот как мы можем притянуть этот свет, вот облачить его в хасадим?
How can we draw the light and clothe it in mercy to receive it in a good way and not in suffering? Does it depend on us or in the world's preparation?
It's written, thanks to merciful women, the people of Israel exited Egypt.
Как это сказать? Благодаря чутким женским
Thanks to merciful women, the people of Israel exited Egypt.
Бне Израиль вышли из Египта. Так что все зависит от, по крайней мере, многое зависит от женщин.
A lot depends on the women.
Поэтому я обращаюсь к женщинам, чтобы мы все-таки подумали и укрепили эту часть нашего кли.
Therefore, I'm addressing the women to say that we need to strengthen this part of the kli.
Организации есть абсолютное, полное равноправие и все, что необходимо, мы делаем с одним усилием.
Just as it is customary in our organization, it's all equal, and we're making the same effort and exertion both for the men and for the women.
Седар.
Окей.
Хевре, мазе, ахшав.
Guys, what?
Ашур нигмар.
The lesson is ending. I can only hear questions. Yes.
You said that a person has to be adhered in the ten and through them raise his deficiency. Now there's a lot of questions to ask about that. Is that the only way to raise a deficiency through the ten, or maybe there are more ways? Maybe you can pray alone, ask, speak, imagine, I don't know.
There's the prayer of the individual and there's prayer of the many. The prayer of the ten is called the prayer in the minyan, in the ten. It's the optimal prayer.
How can a friend take his deficiency and pass it through the ten? What is that?
That's something we can explain right now.
It's something we should scrutinize, maybe even in the Congress. It's complex. Also, the answer a person has to receive through the ten?
Yes. Always. Through the ten, he raises his slack, and through the ten, he receives the answer.
Ken?
Yes.
No.
After all the exertion, we're asking the Creator for a miracle to change our nature and connect us. How does the Congress bring us closer to this miracle? How does this mechanism work?
A convention, because this is a convening, it's connection. It has much more power than an individual, and therefore it brings us closer to corrections, to several multiples than each and every one of us can do alone.
There's congresses that are coming without a 10, and the congress is intense. So what do you recommend? Let's say there's students that study with us for many years, but they're in circles that don't come here. And some of them are interested in coming, some aren't. Is it better for them to stay together and watch it virtually, or should they come here as individuals and join the gathering?
I don't know. We have organizers, which is...
We'll give an update. Well, let's announce this whole how the tents are going to work in the Congress, because there's a lot of concern and a lot of questions for the friends. We also got a lot of inspiration to see how every friend is concerned of where to be with his tent in the Congress. It's very important for the tents, for the friends to participate correctly in the Congress. So in the Congress, we're sitting in our constant tent. whether physically or virtually, friends that are close to each other, it's better that you gather physically and incorporate together, give each other forces, even if only part of the friends in the 10 come, it's good to meet physically. Friends that are going to mirror congresses around the world, join random tents wherever you are. Or if a few friends from a 10 flew together, so be together. In the meals, we are mixing and sitting together as one.
עכשיו אני מתמקד בהתאספות שתהיה לנו כאן בפתח תקווה.
So add, I'll talk about the gathering here in Petah Tikva. So first of all, to say that we are over 1,000 people that registered for the convention. Men and women, it's going to be a very big convention in addition to the convenings all around the world. There's over 20 gatherings.
So
also the study will be below.
Everything is going to be below. In the big dining hall, that's where all the Congress is going to be.
How are we organizing things with the children?
It's from 18 and above. There won't be children here during the Congress.
Well, they're going to be alone on their own.
Usually, the families take care. They concern. They pass the time together. Sometimes there are certain women that take care of the kids, and then other women can come to the Congress, and they have like an organization between them.
Do we have some? Some center or something like that is meant to help them.
There's a community that organizes, but I believe that all the details with the children or the women who can't come, they probably take that into account and also check more seriously and get a more precise answer after we get more details, but we'll take everyone into account. So again, the Congress here below, so it's from 18 and above, in the central hall. Friends are invited from all the Israeli Kli. We're sorry that we can't have the friends from abroad as guests this time because of the state of security in Israel. So the Congress will be in our permanent tents, the way we just live our lives. If most of the friends of a 10, meaning from 5 and above, are coming physically, so they work as a 10, and they sit and just conduct themselves regularly. If there's all kinds of friends that can't come and are connecting virtually, so that's no problem, they can connect them through a computer, a phone, through the Ovut system. The friends know how to do it. We do it here every day. And also take into consideration that you'll be able to charge all your phones and everything. We're going to have places for that. That's one. Two, friends that are coming, less than 4 friends in the 10, so they will join the 10s. Friends will connect during the specific Congress tens that aren't enough people, and they will be their representatives of their 10 in the Congress. And whoever is virtual can connect on the Ovut system to a 10 according to language. There's rooms according to languages. You can connect there and be there. And last thing is, during the meals, we are all incorporating with everybody, mixing as much as possible.
There's no order.
No order. Everything is free. So the permanent tents are going to be in social time, which is very focused for the 10 and in the lessons. That's when the 10 is together all the time. So we wanted to tell all the friends, especially all the friends in Israel, there's a very special opportunity here in this Congress to come here.
From
a few reasons.
First
of all, we didn't have a gathering here for a long time in Israel where all the friends were here together in front of the Rav, and how his attention can be towards the Israeli Kli. Usually in congresses, the attention is for the world Kli that comes, and now it's going to be for you, the Israeli Kli, that'll come to the center. So we're inviting you all to come. Another thing that is important to say, whoever has questions on how to work, doubts about the tens, they can come or can't. So send everything to Broad World Kli. And from there, we'll already send the email to the right teams that will give you an answer, and everything will be taken care of. And in this opportunity, it's also important to say that the logistics team are doing great efforts to make sure that the tens, the permanent tens, will be able to sit together in the Congress. It's very complicated, and you can see how devoted they are, and they want it to work, and it'll happen. So also think about them, that they'll succeed in doing it. So I'm done, and about the women in info, if you can put info up. And for now,
to continue what Gershon mentioned, and also whoever hears this recording of the convention is meant for students that are in our frameworks. When we said it's meant for the Israeli Kli, meaning all the friends that are in tens, friends that have been through a study program, have been through their campuses, are in the frameworks, and the point in the heart, you have the teams that take care of you and know. If you hear this and you have questions, it's clear to you have who to turn to and to ask. The convention is meant to students that are in our study frameworks. It's not meant for someone who just now is hearing us on the back, on the outskirts somewhere, and doesn't know. We're in a development of spiritual development here in the study with Rav each day, and therefore it's very important that the convention will be joined, and whoever's in our study frameworks joins us. I also want to add another point, what Rui said, it's an opportunity, a very important opportunity for all those students that I said, all together here, the Israeli Kli, to come to here. We must simply come here and be here together, in this opportunity, together here, physically, in our home, physically, whoever can come, whoever is not coerced because of unforeseen conditions. It's our next spiritual degree together, and this is our opportunity. So it's really implemented.
Info, Nashim Info, בבקשה.
שלום לכולם, באמת התרגשות גדולה ומיוחדת.
Hello everybody, we're very excited towards the Congress. The women team of the Israeli Kli, we wanted to emphasize important points. It's clear that part of the women won't be able to come from all kinds of reasons, whether duties, roles, work, family. It's preferably to be here physically. There are tens that are going to be physically and virtually. So to the extent that you get questions about the way to participate, so it's pretty new for us, the women. So we'll turn to us and we'll try to help.
And here too, we're asking from each and every friend and ten that hasn't registered yet, hurry up, register, so that we will be able to prepare ourselves for your arrival and be able to participate together fully, qualitatively, in this such so important convention.
Thank you, friends. So pay attention. Whoever hasn't signed up yet, we're inviting you to enter the website convention.kli.1. It'll take place on Saturday, Sunday, 27th, 28th of January, everybody is invited. So today at 10, the news with the Rav, 10:30, basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah. At noon, the lesson, 5:30, reading tests. 7:30, reading Zohar. We'll end with a song.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure and racing after plastic treasure. Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness, and the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher, higher, higher. What to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. Somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into a fire. In every moment there's a light to guide us home. We're rising up, we're rising higher. And the light.